You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ironic you play this, right? I literally just put this on my on Spotify. I didn't realize I didn't have it, which I thought
was
weird.
Song.
No, it is a very good song. Real quick, before I ask you the question about the Yankees, we were talking before about, you know, all these kids growing up and they don't get to do what they want to do, and I've clearly accepted the fact that I'll never be the Cowboys play-by-play man. I guess you never know, but likely not. Was there ever something, like, when you set out to do radio, which I know your parents didn't love the idea, or your dad didn't love the idea, but supported it once you got into it. Was there something that you really wanted to do that, as you look back now, didn't do?
No.
So you're fully accomplished?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Well, just quit now then.
Can't quit now. My 401k isn't where it needs to be, Jared.
I'm just kidding. All right, so that's good to hear.
You know, when I get around retirement age, you know the stock market's just going to crash, and I'm going to be like...
Yeah, but it'll come back. You know that. That at this point. You've seen it go up, down, up, down, up, down. So you working with Howard Stern was never a goal of yours or a dream?
No, that seemed too impossible of a dream.
Oh, so you didn't really dream big.
No, I didn't dream big. I dreamed I was like, if I could just kind of do that.
Like JDM, you were happy.
Yeah, I was good. Yeah, I was good. I thought it was cool when I got to work at 92.3.
Sure.
When Howard Stern was still there in the morning. That was cool, though it was brief.
I felt the same way when I got to FAN and Imus was still there and Mike and the Mad Dog. I completely agree with that.
But there
were still things I wanted to do that I wasn't saying, that's too big.
Yeah. Oh, no. To me, I was like, I wouldn't even imagine. Like, I didn't even think to apply for an internship at the Howard Stern Show. Like that.
Really?
I was like, that sounds dangerous. How am I going to get into the city?
That's something I thought you would have applied for.
Yeah, no, I would have been too. That and, like, I love David Letterman when he was on NBC.
Yeah, yeah.
Both of those things were so far advanced that I was like, that's too much.
That's interesting. Okay.
I had very realistic dreams, Jerry.
I guess, but you didn't exactly shoot for the stars.
I didn't.
I don't even know. You settled for the first cloud you hit.
I'll take it.
Any higher.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, as long as I didn't have to have, like, a office job, I was good.
I do agree with that.
Yeah.
The fact that you can make a living out of doing nonsense is actually a lot of fun. Real quick, if I asked you right now, three Yankees in succession.
Oh, in order?
In succession. Okay. Were a combined 0-for-11 last night.
I'll take Judge.
He is one of them.
I'm going to take Rizzo.
He is one of them as well.
Oh, man.
Look at you.
I'm going to go Stanton.
No, Soto.
Oh, man, I was going to say Soto.
I don't think Stanton was in the lineup last night. I got to check. But Soto, 0-for-3 with a walk. Judge, 0-for-4. Rizzo, 0-for-4. That's your 2-3-4 hitters, 0-for-11 last night.
I saw a video yesterday from Sal Licata screaming about Juan Soto continuing to take walks.
Oh, take walks.
Especially since he made a good point. Aaron Judge isn't exactly tearing it up right now.
He's not.
So you're going to take a walk so they could get to Aaron Judge?
Now, we talked about this last week. His premise I don't disagree with, but I thought last week he was wrong. It wasn't just looking at the pitch chart. I went back and watched the at-bat he was talking about. There was, out of the 8 pitches he saw, or 7 pitches, whatever, there was one pitch that I would have wanted him to swing at. The other ones were where you were chasing crap, balls way out of the zone. So I understand what he was doing, but I disagree in that at bat in that spot. It wasn't like he looked at fastballs down the middle on, you know, 1-0 and 2-0, and all of a sudden it's 2-2 when he's hoping to walk. Like, there was nothing to hit in that at-bat. So I get it, but I think he was wrong in that scenario.
Okay. Well, he was yelling about it because it happened in the game Sunday. He was
happy. I understand. I get it.
Jerry, we have a man from Ethiopia won the Boston Marathon yesterday. I didn't realize yesterday was what they call Patriots Day in Boston.
The Red Sox played at 11 a.m.
Yeah, they did like a Red Sox game. Gronk was out there throwing out the first pitch. Two dudes on the Red Sox.
Kissed?
No. They smacked heads in the outfield.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
Dudes were bleeding.
Wow. Not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Bleeding dudes. But this person's name, Cisse Lema of Ethiopia, won the Boston Marathon. Jerry, check this out. Finished in 2 hours and 6 minutes.
And now, is that a 26-mile marathon?
26 miles.
Yeah, that's pretty fast.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Did you ever see the piece? There was a piece done on, I think it was CBS this morning, like their Sunday morning show. I think it was CBS, where one of the correspondents or reporters or hosts, whatever, went out and ran with one of the racers. And he was a champion. I forget what his name was. And sadly, he passed away very young, like just last year.
The reporter did or the racer?
No, the runner. I think he was in a car accident not that long after they did this whole thing. And he was, I think he won twice. He couldn't keep up with him after like 15 seconds because the pace, and this guy runs, but the pace was so fast that he just gave up. Like, I can't keep up with that. That's how trained they are and how fast they run. He said long strides that really cut down on them. Really wild, actually.
I don't understand how someone can run a marathon.
Me neither. Well, your girlfriend did it.
She did do it one time. Yeah, but, and it's, the people of Kenya, Jerry, the people of Ethiopia, they are long-distance runners. I don't know how they train.
So this guy in particular, I know he was from Africa. I don't remember where, but he was from Africa. They went to his hometown, and he would show how instead of going to work, he would get extra work done in the morning. He would go run in the afternoon and then go back and finish. So he would, like, split his shift, still got his work done, but he would just run. It was, I'm not saying it's like Forrest Gump, but remember Forrest just started running and
just kept
running?
Going.
This guy said he would just start running. He'd just go. And he would go as long as he could and whatever. Then he would stop, go back to work, and that's how he trained.
My theory on marathon runners is you have something crazy going on in your life, and in order to combat that, you run.
So thousands of people have crazy things going on in their lives. Are they also tatted up? Because that's another theory you have.
Tatted up.
It's a very good thing that you don't stereotype anybody or put anybody in a box over here.
And if you do an Ironman,
how about a guy who's tatted up that runs the marathon? Oh.
The only thing worse is Ironman. If you ever going to be an Ironman,
dude, that is
something severe happened.
That is
you.
Some accomplishment, though.
Ironman.
Oh my God, that's not human.
No, like, but yeah, the Ironman, you finish up with the marathon.
I know. After you've biked and swam for 17 days.
Yeah, you've got to be a crazy person.
I agree. I know. The one day we did the thing with Tracy and Craig and you and Boomer sat there and ate donuts
we watched you guys.
I will tell you, while I embarrassed myself in the water with the swim, and that was bad, and while I embarrassed myself coming in second to last, should have been third to last, except for the fact that Craig asked me to pause for a second so he could run ahead of me and beat me. Finishing the bike ride, it was a 12-mile bike ride, I think. Doing that with no problem, mostly because it was flatlands, there was no hills, and getting through the three-and-a-half-mile run was quite accomplishing. I felt great.
Oh, no, when you're done with it, it's got to feel awesome.
But I didn't train for it.
Yeah, that training for it is crazy.
It's hard.
Yeah.
That's why I finished second to last.
So congratulations to Cisse Lema, Jerry, of Ethiopia.
So that didn't motivate you to start running?
No.
No.
Okay. It did not.
Get a tattoo?
But good for you. No. I would get, because when people accomplish the Ironman,
yeah,
they do get the Ironman tattoo.
I would, you know what? I would too.
I would as well.
That's like you're a Marine, you get the Marine tattoo.
Correct.
You finish that competition, I'm with you.
If I was in the Navy, I'd also get the...
yeah, my uncle has one.
What do you call it? What is that? The anchor?
The anchor.
Yeah, oh, I definitely get that.
My uncle, I know, feel like everybody has an Uncle John.
Yeah.
But my Uncle John has that too.
Has
it's a
the
great
anchor.
Reminder every time I see him that he was in the
right.
In the
and
Navy.
I bet it's all faded, right?
Yeah.
Those old school Navy tattoos.
And I love the fact that my father is now wearing his Vietnam hat very proudly.
Yeah.
The last 5 years he's been wearing that. I think it's great.
Me too.
Recognition.
Yeah, because if I see a guy in a Vietnam hat, I'm more
respectful. I couldn't agree with
like,
you
I'm not. If it was an old person moving slow, I'd be like, what are we doing?
I
see a Vietnam hat.
You slow down.
Take your time.
And you respect that man.
I sure do, Jerry.
Air Force, Marines, Navy,
whatever.
Army. National All Guard, too, by the way. All right, quick
All
break.
Right.
When we come back, we get you to Boomer and Geo. It is, what is today, Wednesday?
Today's Tuesday, Jerry.
Tuesday on the Fan. Right now on Odyssey Sports Minute, Amy Lawrence, brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official site lottery games on your phone. Talking about the topic of the day, John Sterling.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, we got about a minute or so to go. We got Boomer and Geo standing by. What else, Al?
Jerry, you know Gordon Ramsay, the guy from Hell's Kitchen and all that stuff. So I guess he's got a pub in London.
Probably.
That's been vacant for a little while, closed for renovations. Squatters live there now.
In London?
In London.
They're
they have
doing
this,
that there, too?
They're doing it in London, Jerry.
I don't understand. Can we change the laws?
They're just squatting in London. They squatted in the pub, and now they live there.
Dude, I don't understand. Like, there are certain things. I know there's a process to change laws.
Yeah.
You can't have people that own homes get home from vacation to find out that other people are in their house, and you can't evict them.
Yeah, this is my house
Get
now.
Out.
Well, I guess they do have to live there 30 days. You just got to make sure. You just got to check in on your house every 30 days.
Oh, my God.
And
it's
if there's
awful.
Squatters there, you got to kick them out, Jerry.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I really don't.
It's very bizarre.
You should run for president. Change the laws.
The squatter laws.
Yeah.
If I was just running on that,
yes, I
could probably win.
Mayor of New York City, Al Dukes.
That seems like a little much for me, Jerry. I'd have to take control of the subways.
I would have
no idea.
You have to come into New York City every day during the day.
I got nervous this morning. I parked my car, and I'm walking up, and I hear a commotion in front of the building. It's Eddie with some heroined-out 20-something-year-old dude.
Eddie, I love you, but you will talk to a plant. You're too nice.
Yeah, he was just hanging out with a heroin guy.
Well, this is Eddie when he runs down every hour. What can I tell you?
It didn't seem dangerous.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.